What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Lucas from Laredo. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm hot, sweaty, just got off work, but we out here.
Right on. What do you do for work?
So I work for a company called Fleet Inc. here, and what we do is, I mean, we wrap like big mobile generator type things for like oil and gas. They're big. They're like, you know, I don't know, 16, 17 feet in the air. You get up on a big old scaffold and you wrap these things, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like wrapping a car, but it's just a big rectangle essentially, you know.
I got you.
So, I mean, they're tedious in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of trimming involved and usually takes about, you know, two or three people to wrap them quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's just hot, you know, like the facility that we're working in. Now it's starting to warm up down here.
Yeah.
And just the sweat's already starting to flow, you know, once you really get going. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I worked through it last year during the summer and it was gnarly. Not even gonna lie.
I bet. Well, we're glad to have you on here today, man. So I guess let's hop right into it with the band and everything. How you guys been busy? I know we're about to kick off the summer here in a bit. So like, what do you got? Where are you guys at with shows and everything?
We haven't been busy for quite a long time. We kind of took a break there for a minute. We hit it really hard in like 2022 and 23. And then it seemed like we kind of just got our grounding. You know, we wrote a lot. We started working with Taylor Kimball, producer. He owns the record label that we're working with. And
great guy.
You know, yeah, solid, yeah. Dude. I mean, dude, he's a wizard. And just as cool as they come, too. Like, mm-hmm. Dude, you can just riff back and forth. He's funny. He's a good guy. But yeah, so, and then recently we just got asked by, you know, the Treaty Oak Revivals camp to do a few dates with them. And that was just a surprise because I thought Taylor was the one that facilitated that. And, you know, cause I was like, yo, Treaty Oak, you know, they reached out, they want to do some shows or whatever. And he was like, how did you get that? And I was like, well, I thought you might've talked to him. but no, I mean, I guess they enjoyed our stuff and they're willing to give us a shot, have us out there. And dude, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
That's going to be badass, man. It is crazy how quick they blew up and how big they are right now. Treaty Oak. So
dude, it's wild.
It's going to be insane being able to play with them and all that.
It's kind of like we're playing. I mean, I think the sky's the limit for Treaty Oak Revival, but I mean, to say like kind of peak Treaty Oak Revival right now is mm-hmm. insane. I mean, they just played, you know, Jimmy Kimmel yesterday. You know, we're gonna turn around and do a 18,000 cap arena in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
First off, can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
That's insane to me because this is new territory. We're used to playing like 200 cap venues, so I mean. And like, I want to say maybe the biggest show I've ever played was probably Tops, like 1500.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this dwarfs that show by, you know, a lot. Let's just put it that way. Quick maths. Not really.
Right.
But yeah, just, man, yeah, it's wild, man. And it's one of those things, like, as a band, like our size, we kind of just take a step back and we just say, like, wow, like, look at us go, man. Like, we're going to do something that we might not ever be able to do it again. So I think the thing to do is just kind of just make the best of it and have fun. You know, that's kind of what we're used to doing as a band. And that's what we're kind of just going to continue to do, you know? So,
yeah. And with like the big thing in Texas music right now, and it's now reached, you know, all over the country, is that like, not just country music anymore, man. It's rock. Like it's this cool rock edge, rock centric sound. And with you guys, what really hooked me is that it stands out. Cause like with every kind of, cause like it always switches. Like, you know, you get like country's the big thing. Rock's the big thing. I feel like it always goes back and forth between whatever. And with rock being the big thing, you have a lot of acts coming out of Texas and Oklahoma and everything who really want to capture that sound to where it could become a little oversaturated. Not that they're bad. It's just there's so much of it. But with you guys, much like Treaty Oak did when they were really starting to blow up, like there's something there that like makes you guys stand out. And I think you guys have a cool, like the punk rock aspect to it. I'm a huge punk fan. So that immediately me. Yeah. That immediately hooked me. So it's really, yeah.
For me, I didn't mean Ponya you just now, but
very good.
I think for me, like I grew up listening to punk rock music. So, I mean, for me, I'm just doing what's natural to me. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't ever trying to fit any kind of mold or, you know, say, you know, how am I going to make this, you know, blow the hell up? And like, it was never like that. It was just, you know, I grew up listening to country music from my dad and I grew up listening to punk rock music from my mom. And I think just what I play naturally is just this kind of stuff. And then when I mix in, you know, Clayton's influences as well, because we kind of both do songwriting for this band, it's like it really just kind of takes its own form and it has its own little like unique flair. And we're not really, you know, we're not, I think, you know, as we go on and do this thing, like the sound is starting to mature. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to say, this works, you know, let's hone in on that and really like amplify this aspect of it, you know? So we've really had some time now because we've been a band since 2021 or 2020. Yeah. 2021. So, I mean, now now we're really rolling, you know, now we've really kind of found our groove and we're starting to build like a decent team around us, like a legitimate team around us. That's actually like gonna help, you know, move this thing along, you know, yeah. Expedite everything that we've been doing. So, yeah, man, it's really fun. It's really like, it's just cool to watch, man. It just kind of blossom and take its own form. And yeah, man, I'm happy. I'm happy with it, dude. For like
good.
The first time in like a long time, dude. Sick.
Yeah. I feel like you guys are in a great spot. So, just going back a little bit, just so people get a little familiar with you guys. If you could give us like in a nutshell, how you guys got together and started the whole thing.
Okay. This is fun because, me and Clayton, we've known each other since I was probably like 15 years old. Mm. And whenever I met Clayton, I was actually drumming in his band. We were called the Rye Boys. And shout out Rye Boys. We're still together. We still play, you know. Rye Boys will never die.
Shout out.
Yep. So me and Clayton have been doing this for quite a long time together. We had a few members whenever I first made this band. And I think, so Alan came along a couple years ago now. I think he came at the end of 2023 or early 2024 last year. I can't really remember. I think it was 2023. Then we got Tony. Tony's actually been in the band. He played the first show we ever played. He was a like a fill-in at the time. And I've known him since, oh my God, I don't even know. Long time now, like probably going on 12 years. We used to play like metal music and stuff back in Dallas in the scene back then. And he was in a band next door to us at our jam space. So I just, you know, I always grew up knowing his stuff was, you know, he was just a great drummer, you know, and he was very rudimentary. He was just very, very solid drummer. So it wasn't really like a question whenever I was looking for a drummer. When we lost our last one, you know, it was just like, hey, Tony, can you fill this void that we have? And he was just like, yes. So he's been with us for a while. So, I mean, I think it's just, you know, just a culmination of just friends and then just like word of mouth, you know, like actually the way I met Alan was he put a video online of him playing a steel guitar to one of our songs on the EP that we put out in 2022, and I DM'd him and I was like, dude, where were you whenever we were doing this record? Because that's awesome. Like, do you want to come jam with us? And then after that, he played a couple shows and I was like, he was like, hey, I really think that this, I would be able to contribute a lot better like on guitar. I didn't even know he could play guitar. I just thought he was a steel guitar player. So then one day to practice, he brought a guitar and it was just like, he's not a steel guitar player. He's a guitar player. It's like clearly obvious. Like, you know, he's very, very talented. And it really like, it was like the missing piece that we needed, you know? So needless to say, he kind of took like a lead role pretty quickly. And between Clayton and Allen, they both play lead stuff, you know. They both kind of do rhythm and you know, it's not like we have like a lead guitar player. I think we just have good musicians in our band. Yeah. You know? I think we've just kind of found our niche. We find where we fit in, and you know, everybody kind of shares the you know, parts and here and there. And I don't know, man. It just works. I don't really know how to explain it. It just works. You know?
And I mean, it sounds like in addition to you guys being great musicians, it's like you guys, what it sounds like, have been friends for a while for the most part. And like it, I guess needless to say, you guys clicked pretty instantly and it was just off to the races from there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I feel like it hasn't really stopped clicking, you know, because every single time I think that we really have honed it in and, you know, I think this is as good as it can get, it seems to just get better. Like we're just kind of learning the ins and outs of, you know, how we work as musicians. And then, you know, I don't know, we just blend them together even more. And I don't know, man, it just works. I don't really know. Like,
yeah,
that's all I can really say about it. It just
works.
It's awesome, man. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. So, and you kind of hit on it before, but like, how would you guys describe your sound? Like we were talking about, there's, you know, the country, there's the punk, and you said you used to play in a metal band and everything. And
yeah.
How would you describe what your sound or your style is?
If Clayton was here, he would say it's just fun.
Yeah.
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 I think we just like to have fun. And I think we like to have no rules and, you know, no strings attached kind of deal. We just experiment. And I've said from the beginning of this band, like, don't get too comfortable listening to the band Loretta, because you never really know what we're going to do. Like, we got some really off the wall shit coming.
You can cuss. You're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah.
You can cuss.
I was like, okay, we're a podcast. We're a podcast.
This ain't radio.
Yeah. So, you know, like, we got some songs that are like straight up like a hardcore song. It sounds like Turnstile or something. And then we got some that are just like straight up country, like just straight country music, like old school sounding country music. And, you know, and then we got some, like, we just put out one, Baseball Cards. It's kind of got that more of like a pop, you know, punk rock vibe, you know? Yeah, man, we're kind of all over the place, but at the same time it works, you know? Because they do sound cohesive because it's us playing them, you know? Yeah. And we also don't have that, we don't take ourselves too seriously either. And I think we use that to our advantage.
Sure.
You know, so that way, if we put out something, it's like, it's almost expected that it's going to be like an unfamiliar type of vibe or feel, you know? So,
yeah
man, I don't really know how to explain it, to be honest. I think it's like, you know, I think it's punk rock if you like punk rock music. I think it's country if you like country. I think it's rock if you like rock, and you know, everything in between, you know?
Yeah.
And that being said, sorry again, like,
no, you're fine.
It might not be for everyone, and that's okay. You know, it's like, I'm not trying to put it in a box and say, you know, this is for you. You know, it's like, if the shoe fits, I hope you love it, you know? And if not, like, maybe we'll get you, you know?
Yeah. And like, that's, you don't want to put it in a box nowadays. I don't think you have to. Well, on the creative aspect, I mean, of course, you got to put it into genres like on the iTunes and all that fun shit. But like, when it comes to creatively, like, genre lines, they don't fucking matter anymore. Like, that shit don't matter. And that's the fun part about it. You have people who want their country music with their country music, their punk music with their punk music. But it becomes fun and original when you like find a way to mix shit together, do something new, do something creative. And that's like what I said when you guys stood out. Like, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, okay, this is different. This is something to where when I listen, because I'm not going to act like I listen to you guys for a long time. Literally, Baseball Cards is the first time I heard you guys. And by
no way,
that,
dude, that's awesome.
And I was right away. It was just like, okay, these seem like some guys. I went back and listened to your other stuff. Like, you don't know what's going to come from these guys. And like, that's
dude,
the exciting
that's
part.
Wild.
Yeah. Like, that's the exciting part about bands like you guys and artists like you guys. Cause you don't want to get comfortable. Like you said, you don't want to be comfortable. You want to be on your toes for the next thing. And I think that's a really cool avenue to go down.
I think we're always just looking for the next, the next thing. You know, if we don't try to get too complacent or hung up on one thing, you know, it's like we'll write a song and then we'll sit on it for a minute, you know, we'll practice it. Hell, there's songs that, shoot, I need to be, I mean, there's still songs that I need to finish, you know, like before, and I feel like I move on to the next thing too quickly. You know, sometimes I need to just dial it back and figure out the one thing I got in front of me, you know, but that's my ADHD brain just kind of going haywire a lot of the time. But I got guys that are helping me out with that, you know, yeah. Like my band, you know, I think we got a couple that we're really, really focused on right now, you know, to get those out. Yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that. Just
good.
We just like to have fun, man. We just like to have fun. I think that's really like at the very bottom line, when you get to the brass tacks, man. Mm-hmm. We just want to have a good time with the boys. You know?
That's words to live by, man. Words to live by.
Yeah.
But so it's pretty to anyone familiar with music coming out of Texas and anywhere around there, Kimball is like, you know, he's the guy, right? When it comes to producers and everything like that. So how did you
he's the it girl, man.
Yeah. Shout out. Man. And how'd you guys end up hooking up with him? How'd that all come about?
Dude, this is actually kind of nuts. Okay. So I mentioned that I was in a metal band back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So he was also in a metal band back in the day called Bullet for a Pretty Boy. I don't know if anybody out there listening right now has ever heard of Bullet for a Pretty Boy, but you should. Because they're rad. We used to play shows with them and like Tyler and Terrell. But a side note, I got to mention that I didn't know Taylor back then at all. Like to my knowledge, I don't think I ever met him. So he DM'd me one time, maybe back in 2023. And he was like, "Hey dude, I got to figure out a way to work with you guys. Like I used to really like your old band, Euphony or whatever." And I was like, that's wild, because I just knew him as Taylor Kimball, the producer of Co Wetzel and Treaty Oak Revival, you know? So I was like, that's sick. But, you know, and then I was instantly that, you know, it just caught my attention because I was like, well, damn, that's my in right there. We used to play shows together. Like, as it turns out, I've been doing this a fucking long time. So, you know, and not just in this country rock world, but elsewhere as well. I mean, even before this, I was in a pop punk band, Philadelphia, you know? So I mean, I literally just been all over the place with music. But I, you know, that being said, I feel like this is just, I found my niche, you know? No, I'm thankful that he reached out because we were trying to do the record ourselves. And when he did, we were still pretty dead set on recording it ourselves and doing it. And then it kind of turned into, hey, do you think you might be able to like help out with like mixing, you know? And then he was like, yeah, let's mix it. You show me what you got. And then it was like sending me demos. And then it was like, well, hey, you know, you know, I would love to do this, but you know, the drums are like the one thing I really, really think should be like, you know, highlighted in the mix, you know, I'll do the drums for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into, hey dude, are you guys like dead set on doing this record yourselves? Like, you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's like, I think I speak on behalf of all the band when I say like doing the record with you would probably be a lot better. But I was like, I can't afford you, man. Like I can't, we don't have the money, you know, we'd have to like work something out, you know? And then it was like, all right, well, when's your next show? Him and Preston A&R at Sour Sonic came out whenever we played with, Lakeview.
Shout out to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Good dudes, man. Just side note, those guys are some of the nicest dudes.
Yeah.
Like I played with a lot of like, you know, we've opened up for a lot of guys and Lakeview, I can't express enough like how like cool they were. Like they were just like genuinely just stoked to be there. Like
they're taking off
just
too.
Super nice with like, just thankful that we were there opening the show. You know what I mean? It's just nice that, when someone kind of looks at you and they don't just treat you like a piece of trash, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like that. You know, I personally like to treat people nicely. That's all it really was. So the gesture was cool. So I really, really, dude, I fuck with Lakeview so hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah. So Taylor Preston came out, and then after that, we just got rolling. You know, we just got some dates going. We did 4 songs with them, and we're looking forward to doing more this year. So we got some plans in the works, man. We got some cool stuff coming. Yeah,
hell yeah, excited. That's exciting. So obviously you talked about like the Treaty Oak show and everything, all this exciting shit for you guys. But have you had like so far like an oh shit moment? Like, have you had a time where you're like,
dude,
oh my
today,
god,
today,
oh boy,
fucking today, dude. Okay, hold on. Have you ever watched The Sandlot?
Yes, I love The Sandlot.
Okay, it's an American classic. It's an American staple. Well, I just put out a video today. Squints was the very, you know, beginning of the reel, and it said, you know, like, what the hell is that noise? And it's just like our song playing. Well, I tagged Squints in it, and he reposted it. He liked us.
What's his name? You know, Chauncey something?
Chauncey, yeah, yeah. Chauncey. It's some like Italian name. I can't.
Leopardi. Leopardi.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even exactly. I didn't even know his real name.
I don't know why I do.
I'm like, is this that bitch? I was like, no way, this is the real Squints. And I looked it up, dude. It's legit. Like, it's actually fucking Squints Palidorus, married Wendy Peppercorn, in my fucking DMs, dude. And I'm just like, dude, all day today, I'm like, how am I supposed to work when I got Squints in my DMs right now? Dude, I don't mean a name drop. I'm not that kind of guy, but holy shit, man. That was an oh shit moment like I've never had in my life, because that was like one of my childhood. Like, just I don't think I'd ever get starstruck for maybe more people than like Dave Grohl and Squints. I think it goes like in that order, dude. Like,
oh, that's hilarious. So,
yeah, man. Like, I invited him out to the show, dude. I don't know if he's gonna come or not, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe he'll make the trip. You never know. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
I guess let's talk about baseball cards, man. So first off, love the song. It, like I said, it hooked me immediately, and came out April 18th, I believe. I guess just to start out, is there a specific story or theme behind it that you'd like to share? Anything like that?
I wish I had some big, like, elaborate story around this, but like, I don't mean to like let anybody down at home listening, but like, it's a fictional fucking story, dude. I'm just trying to like, you know. I'm just trying to keep it lighthearted and just like write things that are fun for me. And I don't know, something about Bitch Stole My Baseball Cards is just like the funniest thing to me to put in a song.
Yeah.
And we just kind of rolled with it. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like you hear it, you can't not like it because it's different, you know? And it's just, it might be a little bit of a shocker because like, I don't really condone calling women bitches. Like, I got a mother and a wife and kids, and like, you know, I don't go around calling girls bitches or anything, you know. So it was more just for like, you know, dramatic effect, you know. It's just, you know, for a very fictional character. So, you know, I don't know, man. It's just
fine, then. You're in the green then. It's a fictional character.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, but yeah, it's just, you know, it just goes to just to circle back around and just writing fun things and make us happy, you know, that's pretty much it, you know.
Yeah. Were you a big baseball guy growing up or something? Baseball card
huge,
guy?
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. Well, not so much baseball cards. I mean, I did have a lot. I still do have them. I still have my baseball cards. Yeah. They are not up in flames. But I am like an avid baseball watcher. I'm a huge Texas Rangers fan. You know, I know there are more than one team in Texas. We're not going to name the other one.
No, I don't like that. I don't like them either. Hey, I'm a Reds fan.
Oh, you're a Reds fan?
Yeah, I'm Cincinnati. Yeah.
De La Cruz, man, that guy is so good, man. He's crazy.
He's an animal.
He's like one of the funnest dudes to watch in the MLB right now.
Yeah. We always get blessed with like one of those guys like on our team throughout the years. Like, we had Brandon Phillips, absolute dog to watch, and then
dog.
But everyone else, I mean, that was a good team. We had Votto and all them, but anyway,
Votto. That guy was interesting too. He kept it interesting.
Yeah, for sure. But hell yeah, man. So I was curious, and you, I think you hit on it earlier about your guys' songwriting process. I know you said you wrote with your other bandmates, or like what's the songwriting go like with you guys?
Maybe it fluctuates. Some of it's like Clayton sending me stuff and vice versa, and then sometimes it's just me writing a song. Sometimes it's just Clayton writing a song. And then sometimes we always think it's funner to just write together, you know?
Yeah.
I think it strings things along quicker that way. So we try to meet up as much as as much as we possibly can, or at least I can. I have a, you know, I got kids, full-time job, so, and he lives like 5 minutes away from me, so we should make it a, probably a point to do that more. Clayton, if you're watching, I'm sorry, dude. Love you. Love
calling
you
him death, out.
Dude. I'm not a freaking, no, it's, you know, I'm calling myself out, really. Oh. It's not him. Yeah, no, he's solid as rock, dude. He writes more than I do these days. No, I need a, yeah, this is a formal apology to my own Clayton Smith. Everybody should get themselves a Clayton Smith, dude. That guy is awesome. He's the best. He's the dude.
Right on.
Yep.
So I guess with it being about to be May, fuck, year's going by quick. For the rest of the year, is there any like goals, anything you guys are really aiming towards you want to accomplish or anything specific like that?
I want to get an EP out. I want to get a solid like 7-8 songs in the can and ready to go by like the end of the year. Whether that'll be possible or not, I'm not sure. But we're definitely going to be putting out like more singles for sure.
Right.
And then I want to get these Treaty Oak shows. I want to like absolutely nail those. I just you know, I'm really about making an impression to people that have never seen us before. So like we're kind of locked in right now. Like we're having practice every single week, and the live show is really coming together. So that, I think it's just, you know, we just became part of an agency. So, you know, we're working out all the analytics and kind of where we should go and stuff like that now. So it's a little too early to say exactly where we're going, 'cause we don't really know. I think we're going to try to hit those markets that we're going to go to with Treaty Oak, 'cause that just makes the most sense, you know? So we'll probably do that. And then, you know, I think we're just taking it day by day, man. We're just taking it slow. See where it takes us, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, more music is definitely like the main goal. We gotta get some more music out there, you know?
Yeah. EPs, just 'cause you mentioned EPs, like that's always been, I've like thought about it a lot, and those are probably like the cool out of like, you know, dropping singles, albums. I always love EPs because it's like a timestamp in an artist's like career. I think more, it's like, this shows you, 'cause you got the albums, right? Those tend to go on, you know, throughout the, you know, people listen to more albums than EPs, I guess, if that makes any sense. I'm not a professional here. I'm just spitballing, but
yeah, no, it's good.
EPs like,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Don't have it. Sorry.
You're fine. But like EPs are like, they show where an artist is at that point in time.
Yeah.
And I think that's really unique, I guess. Like, I feel like that's like a really cool thing. I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling right now.
No, that's fine. I think for us, the reason why I'd like to put an EP out before a record is that it doesn't really make sense for us to put out a full album right now. Because that was what we really wanted to do. We really wanted to do a full, like, you know, 12 songs. But we don't have the biggest following. You know, we're like, you know, to be quite honest, we're still a really, really, really small band. We're more or less like a local band to like DFW right now. You know, so like I would really like to see where we'd be at. If I would just hate to spend as much money as it takes to do a full album and then nobody hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the doing the singles game and building slowly and getting that following, you know, hopefully.
And that's the bread and butter nowadays anyway, is singles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, people are able to digest it a little better, you know, and you kind of get the most bang out of your buck, I feel like. And you know, as shitty as that is for like music listeners who just want to ingest and just like, you know, burn and turn through stuff, it's just harder for bands like us to like be able to do that. You know, we don't really have the luxury of doing a full album right now. It's different than it used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's damn expensive.
Yeah, it is, man.
Dude, for we sure. still roll up to shows in like 3 cars. We don't have a trailer or a van or anything. I'm still driving my you know, my Ford Edge to shows with, you know, two guitars and a Clayton in the back, you know, so. Yeah, dude.
Road dogging it, baby.
It's hard out here, man. Like, dude, we got that show in Mississippi that's like 11 hours away, and we're all just like, dude, how are we all going to get there? Like, two of my guys' cars, like, barely work. So, like, we're just like, all right, we're going to borrow a vehicle. We're going to rent a U-Haul. We're going to, like, figure out all the logistics. We're going to take the money we make at the show. We're going to get a hotel. We're going to, you know what I mean? It's like, it really is like a lot of planning to do at this stage in our lives right now, which is just so cool that they're so willing to put us on like that, because that's going to help us substantially. Like,
yes.
Being able to get that following and make an impression on people, that is like really the only chance we need. Like, we needed a chance, and they, like, man, they came through. So, I mean, if like any of those guys are listening right now, dude, like, I'm just so thankful, man. Just grateful to be able to go out there and like have fun with the boys and just, have a shot at like doing music for real, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, that's all I can say about that, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah. Is it fair to say that, I think like it's criminal that you guys aren't like bigger than what you are right now. Like, I know you seem like a very humble guy, but honestly, like, it's like, just listen to your stuff. I say it again, it's so different. It's so unique. And I'm hoping like being able to play with Treaty Oak and everything like that, you guys definitely deserve that kick for sure.
Well, man, I mean, for me, I appreciate that heavily, man. I mean, I think we just do what we do. And, I don't try to like grasp for more.
Yeah.
You know, because that can kind of set you up for failure in a way. Not failure in the sense of like, you know, you're a failed artist, but more just like, you know, you don't want to get your expectations too high and be let down, you know? Right. And so, I feel like we're in a good headspace, and we're just kind of in that grateful window. Yeah. And, that's kind of where we want to remain, you know, we just kind of want to fit in where we can. And like, you know, if a bunch of Treaty Oak Revival fans, if we can revert them to if we can, you know, turn them into some Laredo fans too, then that's going to be a good thing for us, man. So, again, like Sam, I think Sam was the one that actually like told his manager to put us on or put our name in the hat and on these three shows that we just announced with them. And, to their crew and everybody involved that are like having us out there and like, you know, they're rooting for us. Dude, that shit means the fucking world. Just, it's sick. It's really cool.
So, hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. But, dude, thanks for hopping on. This has been a really fun talking to you, dude. I'm glad to get to know you a bit more. And, but before we go, if you want to let us know about anything you got coming up, whether it's some music coming out or we know obviously the Treaty Oak show, anything like that, the floor is yours.
Well, hold on here. I got dates here for the shows. If you are in Little Rock, Arkansas, May 9th, buy a ticket to Simmons Bank Arena because it's going to sell out. If you're in Brandon, Mississippi, and you already bought a ticket, we'll freaking see you there. It's sold out. So you're not even going to buy a ticket if you're there. And then New Braunfels, August 22nd, we're there with Austin Mead at Whitewater Amphitheater. That's going to sell out. It's almost sold out. So, dude, I hope to see you guys there. I hope we don't let you down. We're going to have new music by the end of the year. Let's fucking go.
Hell yeah, dude. Awesome. And one other thing, if you have any plugs, socials, website, anything like that, go ahead.
Everything is at the band Laredo. So that was our original band name. We were called the band Laredo for 3 years. We just made the change to just Laredo, but all the handles are the same. The band Laredo website is thebandlaredo.com. You can find hopefully all the information you need at one of those places. If not, just totally. DM me, dude. Just fucking just like DM. Squints did, dude.
That's what I did. That's what Squints did. One in the same.
That's what Squints did, dude.
Hell yeah.
Man, I appreciate you for having me on here, dude. We should do it again. Oh, and by the way, thank you guys for like helping the push with baseball cards.
Yeah,
y'all, you know, accepted the little collaborative effort on that post, and that was super cool, man. Not a lot of people do that stuff for us. So.
Yeah, anytime, man. Always hit me up whenever you need anything. So
I will.
Also, everyone, check out Rage Rowdy Alternative. We're on our website, Rage Rowdy, socials, Rowdy Alternative, Rage Rowdy as well. Google us, will show up. So Again, thank you for hopping on, dude. This has been a blast. Everyone, make sure to go follow Laredo on all their socials. He just said, make sure to listen. Check out Baseball Cards. Fucking love that song. It's insanely good. So
let's go. Do it.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it, Sam.
My boots look good on your bed. And I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take you home tonight. 'Cause baby, I-